You know, it would be a great idea to read this passage from Exodus here. To just meditate on it. The Ten Commandments, we know the Ten Commandments. Oh, well, do we keep them? I mean, really keep them? Think of the way Our Lady kept these commandments. Or some of the great saints. Or our Lord Jesus Christ himself. And go and ask the Holy Spirit to show you. You see, you shall have no other gods besides me. Oh, I don't go. I don't have a statue of Baal in my house. I don't worship Baal. Well, do you worship money? Do you worship leisure? Do you worship resentment? You know, an idol is something that is of ultimate concern. And that's idolatry. So what's of ultimate concern in my life? Well, I know what it should be. But is that what it really is? Or is it my own ego? Or my popularity? Or lack of it? Or whatever? And you see, I, the Lord, am a jealous God, inflicting punishment for their father's wickedness on the children of those who hate me, down to the third and fourth generation, but bestowing mercy down to the thousandth generation. You see? On the children of those who love me and keep my commandments. The greatest thing we can do for the young is obey God. And they will be blessed. It's just, you know, I have the privilege always of reading all these things early in the morning, getting get ready to preach. And so by the time I get here, you know, it's kind of sunk in a little bit. You could go through this, you see. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. I swear by, you know, you can't do that. Over there, I swear by my dead father's grave. I mean, whoa. I mean, they're a bit excessive, the Semites. Behemoth, you think? Yes. See. Remember to keep holy the Sabbath day. Do you? In other words, these are not, yeah, we know the Ten Commandments. You know them, you can recite them. Do we do them? What are we supposed to do on the Sabbath? Huh? Rest and worship. Or worship and rest. But I mean, we're supposed to. That's what God did. That's why that account of Genesis modeled on a week so that God's actions become the model for us. It's a theological interpretation of action of God's actions, you know. You see, no work may be done. In 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them. But on the seventh day he rested. Shabbat. There's something bigger than production. Appreciation. And we need both. But one day a week to stop all that? You know, and I, this is my own particular opinion, you're not obliged to this. But you know, watching television is work. You know, you're so gripped with that. Are we praying? Are we with the family? Are we building up the kids? What are we doing? Well, it depends on the family. But one of the greatest intrusions into the life of the family is the television. And so, what do we do about that? See, it's gripping, it's interesting, and now with all the scandals, everybody wants to get the latest one. It was years ago, maybe 20, 30, I don't even remember now. I had a little television. And one day I was watching it, and I just said, this is degrading. Degrading. This is not Shabbat. I wasn't Shabbat. I don't know what day it was. I was doing this. So I said, well, look, I'm just going to unplug it, put it in the closet, and if there's something that I really want to see, I'll go get it and plug it in and watch it. Well, it's such a bother to go get the thing that I never did. And then a woman came along. Her husband had left her. She had a bunch of little kids, and she'd need, you know, a thing where she could play the little cartoons for her kids, you know. And I said, here, take it. And I got to say, once in a while, I go sit with the roaches and watch the news. But, like, I don't know, once or twice a week. But, see, watching television is not the rest of the Shabbat. That's what I'm trying to say. Anyway, we read them all, we can all recite them, we memorize them in grammar school, I suppose, but has the full effect of that ever dawned on us? What we're supposed to be doing with Shabbat? Appreciating God. You see, the most precious things in life are useless. What's more precious, gold or iron? Gold. Can you make a car out of it? No. What's more precious, contacts or friendship? And which of those is useful? Which of those is too beautiful to be utilized? Even in our life, you see. So Shabbat is supposed to be the day when we appreciate the family, the Lord, friends, and pray. Okay, I know some. I'm getting through some of these a bit long. This one, the Lord's own explanation, we looked at yesterday, right? So, the seed sown on the path, who's that? Nobody knows. He tells us. One who hears the word of the kingdom, and this is a key, this is only in Matthew, without understanding it. You don't understand anything unless you apply your mind to it. Without, this is Matthew. Whereas at the other end, the one sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it. And the word there, the Greek word, synione, puts it together, you know. We shall keep holy the Sabbath. That's a great idea. Did I understand it? No. Until I put it together with me. Well, we have to go on. But why is the Lord incessantly teaching us? Because he loves us. And he's trying to get us out of our, you know, our egomania and our sloth and enjoy him. You know, if the meaning of life is production, you're going to be bored to death in heaven. There's nothing to produce but praise. Heaven is appreciating God, being awed by God, who's infinite, forever. And being caught up in that love that even now is driving us. That's the Holy Spirit. Drove us enough to get here to Mass this morning. That's the Holy Spirit.